Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
94591.
Said 94591.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Please add a first and last name.
Boston Morales.
Yeah, I'm not showing anything.
Well, I was checking my account and it said it took out $59.89 for your company. And I was trying to win a KitchenAid and they gave me a second chance and I got the winning box. So as I was going through the, you know, different pages to submit for it, it said something about some health things, and I just could continue to get to the end, and not knowing that it charged my card, and I canceled yesterday, so I'm still missing $59.89 on my account.
You said you charged, okay, so they charge you?
Yeah, they charged me because I didn't make no purchases or nothing to anything yesterday. I was just trying to get the KitchenAid because I won it. But then the girl said, well, you didn't win. I said, wait a minute. I said, I did the first box I clicked on, I didn't get it. So it gave me a second chance. So then that's when I clicked on the next box and got the KitchenAid and said, I win. And she was telling me I didn't win. So like I said, as I was scrolling through, you know, I could click continue next to go on and on. Because I was trying to see if I got it, then it showed some health thing, and I was trying to continue on again. I didn't click on it or anything, and it still charged my card for no reason. And I called right away to cancel, so I have a cancellation number.
What's your cancellation confirmation number?
Hold on, let me grab it. Hold on. The confirmation is 926-060-1970.
Okay, yeah, I'm not. Okay, so could you provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number that was charged?
4853-4003-4944-9225.
You said 9235?
9225.
485350, the first 6 digits, correct?
There you go. Slow down again.
Okay, you said 4853350. And the last four is 9225.
Mm-hmm. It's all wrong. It's 4853-4003-4944. 9225.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not showing anything at all.
Well, I'm missing $59.89 in my account. And then I called the card number on my back of my card to talk to the representative, and it gave me the number to your company. So,
okay. Okay, yeah, what I and what I want you to do is call your banking institution and have them to give us a call.
Okay. But you know, you got a confirmation, but it should show, I don't know why it's not showing. All this confirmation that the lady gave me. And the telephone number is 1-8-7-2-2-6-3-6-4-6-6-1-2-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6- in the system.
Yes, I'm not showing no information.
Well, that's what it was showing me, because I talked to one of your personnel from your company.
Okay. Yes, I do apologize. Just to have them to give us, yeah, because I'm not showing anything, and you provided me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number. My only advice to you is to have your banking institution to give us a call, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll call them right now.
All right.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.